Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Peches, and as we continue in the Maimed Har Sinai Gemara's, yesterday's shiur was on the Shviras Haluchos and related issues. How could Moshe Rabbeinu break the Luchos? Is it an Isser of Ibut Shem and other related issues of Shviras Haluchos? Today we'll talk about Maimed Har Sinai itself, and that is the Geirus that took place at Maimed Har Sinai. As we know, the Gemara talks about, on today's daf, all about Maimed Har Sinai, Ve'yitziyasu B'sachta Sahar. The Gemara says that there was a somewhat of a force. Amar Vavdimi Barchasa, Malamich Kavak Kodesh Baruch Alem Asahar Kegigas, Hashem held the mountain over our heads like a barrel. Ve'amar Lohem Etem HaKalam HaTorah Mutav, and said, if you accept the Torah, great. Ve'im Lav, Sham Teik Furaschem. And if not, there will be your burial. Sham Tei Kvuraschem. So we were forced. The Maimed Har Sinai experience was a kfiya. Amar Vachar Bar Yaakov, Mikan Modoa Rabba La Oraisa. So this is a Modoa Rabba. This is a great excuse that we have forevermore, that if we ever did anything wrong up until that time, we could have said, Hashem, you forced it upon us. What can we do? Amar Rava, Afal Pikein Hadar Kiblo B'mei HaShveirosh, but that only worked till the times of Purim, when we accepted it in the days of HaShveirosh. Interesting that it says B'mei HaShveirosh. Probably that's based on the Pasuk, but he B'mei HaShveirosh. It doesn't say B'mei Mordechai V'Esther. Daf B'mei HaShveirosh. Okay, maybe there's something deeper behind that too. Kimu v'kiblu Yehudim, kimu masha kiblu kfar. So this was it. This was the experience of Maimed Har Sinai. The Rambam, as we know, learns out many halachos of Geirus from Maimed Har Sinai. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Biyah and Perek Yud Gimel says, b'shlosha dvarim nichnusu Yisrael lebris. There were three ways that Bnei Yisrael came into the covenant of being Jewish. B'mila, v'tfila, v'karban. We all had bris mila and mikvah. Where was the mikvah in the midbar? I don't know. We figured it out. There was a mikvah there. V'karban. Mila haisa b'mitzrayim. Shenemar v'chol arel yochal bo. As we know, we all had bris mila before we left Egypt. Malos ha-Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekulam bitlu bris mila b'mitzrayim. Chutz misheva levi. Nobody had bris mila until that time, except for Sheva Levi, Velzeh Ne'emar, Rizcha Yinsaru. V'tfila, Haisa V'bidra, Kodem Atan Torah, Sheneemar, as the Pasuk says, V'kidashtem Hayomu Machar, V'chibsu Simlosam. That's a reference to Tevila. And Karbon, that's written at the end of Parsha Mishpatim, V'yishlach Na'arei B'nei Yisro, V'yalu Olos, V'chulu. And then the Rambam adds, V'chein Ledoros, Kishe Yirtza HaGoyli, Kanis Lebris. For future generations, if a guy ever wants to become Jewish, binichnas lebris ulhis tofev tachas kanfei shchina, and to be under the wings of the shchina, v'yakabal avol Torah, and accept the Torah, tzorach mila v'tfila v'artzaz damim. That's what he needs. We're not going into now different aspects of geirus, which is fascinating because the Rambam says requirements are mila, tfila, v'artzaz damim. What about kabbalas mitzvahs? It's as if kabbalas mitzvahs is background. That's not one of the requirements. When a person wants to come onto the Kanfei Hashchina and be Makabal Al Torah, then he needs the process is Milat Filar Toz Damim. But Kabbalas Mitzvahs doesn't seem to be part of the process specifically. It's more of the background. Okay, but either way, Maimed Har Sinai is the makar, is the main makar in the Torah for the concept of Geirus. The Meshech Chachma says in Dvarim that there is a principle that's mentioned a number of times in the Gemara, in Shas, Ger Shenis Gayer Kekatan Shenol Adami. A Ger that converts is Ke'ilu, he is born again. Kekatan Shenol Adami. The Meshech Chachma discusses what is the source for that halacha. The Gemara never quotes a source. How do we know that a Ger that converts is not related to his family anymore? How do we know that? So the Meshech Chachma says, it's a pasuk in Dvarim, in Parakeh. Shuvu lachem la'ahaleichem. The Chassam Sofer leaves it b'tzarachiyin. He quotes this Chassam Sofer and says, let me answer. Ha Chassam Sofer b'chidush avodazara kasav, ki niskasha kol yamav. Chassam Sofer said he had a difficulty his whole life. Meheichan otziu chazal. Toha Gershon is garkar chen oladami. Where did Chazal get it from? Gershon is gayer, is not related. Maybe he's considered Jewish, but he's still halachically related to his family. How do you know Gershon is the Gemara never quotes a source, says the Meshech Chachma, L'dayti Pashut, the Yatzalahem, the Mistama Hayal Yotze Mitzrayim, Nashim Harbe, Shahayu Me Osan, Shem B'nei Noach Musharan Alein. There must have been a lot of marriages, in quotes, of B'nei Yisrael before Maimed Har Sinai, of people who B'nei Noach were allowed to marry, and B'nei Yisrael were not allowed to marry. Mistama, people were married to people, to wives, to husbands that were Aser. Va'amram yochiach, shagad al-adaraya, naso dodaso. Right? Amram, Moshe's parents, was an illicit relation. Right? It was a nephew and an aunt. Amram was married to Yocheved. Amram was Levi's grandson, and Yocheved was Levi's daughter. V'chein Amram b'yom kippurim, ba'anaf ta'asiri lo priti luchu v'chulu. But what does the Pasuk say? Shuvu lochem aleichem. Go back to your tent. So what does the Gemara darshan on tomorrow's daf? That this means that they all went back home to be with their wives. They all had babies that night. They all became pregnant that night. V'im lo hayu regilim, lo hayu bochim. V'eicham rachmona, achar matan Torah, shuvu lochem aleichem, v'ein ahalo ela ishto, halo elu shenasu kroveim, suichon lefrosh mehem. Those who were married to illicit relations had to be purish. Weren't allowed to stay married to who they were married to. I must be, Gershon is Garkot Shinol Adami. Once they went through Maamad Har Sinai, they were not related to each other anymore. So it was all new. The Akarcha Gershon Zgayer Kekatan Shadol Adami. That is the Meshach Chachma, that Maamad Har Sinai, that Geirus, is the Makar for Gershon Zgayer. Chassam Sofer doesn't think so. He obviously, he knew this Pasuk, and he knew this concept. He doesn't say it. Maybe he holds like the Maharal. The Maharal in the Gur Aryeh says exactly the opposite. Obviously, he lived a couple hundred years before the Meshach Chachma, but the Gur Aryeh says no. It can't be that regular Dine Geiris are learned from there, and we would say Gershon is Gaya Kanchanola dummy there. Why? Because of Ardaf. Because of his Yatsu Besachta Sahar, and there was Kfiya. Says the Meshech Achma, the Ein Lahakshos, the Im Kain, this is the Meshech, the Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayigash. The Im Kain, Yu Yotim Mitzrayim, Mutarim Bekroveim, Ta Kiblu Aleim as a Torah, Velo Noldu Bechiev, Vyu Mutarim Bekroveim. So he discusses there that's the context of that Maharal is about the Avos keeping the Torah before it was given, right? That's this is where he has a maskan about Aseis versus Los Aseis. But he quotes one day. Let me just go back first. Yesh Mefarshim ki shiny kodem matan Torah milachar matan Torah ki kala Avos veimekamen es Torah kula ach tzrich ma'elakab alayim es Torah ki geirim shen es gairu lakachoyu kakatan shen oldu. Pirish lahach milsa bilval in kabbalas haTorah lo shayach bim inyan achva shiu achim leinyan arayos shlo no dubachiy mitzvah elayim kiblu ma'elayim bechulu. And he says vein lahakshos, were they related? And here's his key line: ein zakasha tehem huchruchu lekabel. They were forced. It was a geiris balkarcha, which generally geiris cannot be balkarcha. Geiris balkarcha ta kafa leim har kegigas kiddul kaman. V'lo amrinan bazeh davikon shenola. Unbelievable. Says the Maharal, you don't say Gershon is Geyer by Kfiya. Exactly the opposite. The Meshech Chachma says that's the mucker for Gershon is Geyer. Says the Gur Aryeh, no. You don't say Gershon is Geyer kon shenola dami by Kfiya. Devadai mishen is Geyer me'atzmo kigon goy kivan delo hayatzorach le'Geyer. V'u me'Geyer atzmo, if he came himself, havi kibir yacheres le'gamre. So he's a totally new Bria. Avo Yisrael sheyatzu mimitzrayim kivan shahayu mechuyavim lekabelas haTorah vayu mechurachim lazeh ein zeh kegarin shenol adami. Then you don't say Gershon is kegarin shenol adami here. What's the pshat of the Maharal? By the way, do we ever have any other concept of Gershon is Geyer? Do we ever have a concept of a Geyer's Balkarcha? So it's not so common, but it could be. This is again one of the pshatim of Yifas Toar. One of the pshatim of Yifas Toar, Rashi and Tosfos discuss in Maseches Kiddushin about Yifas Toar, whether Yifas Toar, right, the Rashi and Tosfos, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Chaf Beis Amid Aleph, the Shaila is there a Bia B'Shas Melchama? Tosfos there quotes on Daf Chaf Beis Amid Aleph, Pirish B'Kuntras Lava Oleha, Mashmi B'Toch Pirish to Melchama, Asr Lava Oleha, Kolikar, Afilo B'Yer Rishon Einu Mutter, Abba Akhar Kolamas, and Metema, Lo Dibra Tzolakan Yitzahara means right away. So the Farshim discussed there, it's a Geiris Balkarcha, possibly. That might be precedent that we have. But either way, what's the pshat of this Maharal? Why wouldn't you say Gershon is Gaya Kachanol Adami when it was forced? So two beautiful ideas from the later Achronim. The later Achronim. First from the Klei Chemda, and then from the Pachad Yitzchak. The Klei Chemda in Parshas Vayigash on that Maharal says as follows. Ulani es daiti bekavanaso. Dolo shayach be Yisrael bekabala sator gershes gai kashin ola dami kivan de roi manu kabala kadosh baruch lemasar kegigas. And therefore what? Hera kadosh baruch hu di Yisrael dein chiyusan ki im al pitora kadosha. Why does Hashem force Bnei Yisrael? Maybe if we have time, we'll get to Tosfos as Kasha. Why do you have to force? They said, Nasa v'nishma. But Hashem, by forcing them, showed there's no life without Torah. V'heim sharsham v'chiyusam b'Torah. V'yim kein lo shayach b'zeh k'er shenikai k'oshin olodam. Midi adarabba. Iker nesina satara li Yisrael me'bnei sheim shayachin la. V'hi shalem mipashem b'nei Avram Yisrael v'yakov. A ger is usually coming to separate himself from all of his past. What were the Jews doing? They were connecting to their past. They were fulfilling the promise to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's exactly opposite of what a normal gerus is. V'dafka beger habaliz gayer, who's trying to cut himself off from his past. Me'uma acheres, hari hu mafrid atzmo. Me'umos ha'olam. Shekol chiyusam b'shar shem al pi tivei shamayim. U'medabek atzmo b'ashem yisparach. He's being nichnas tachas kan v'yashchina. Hari hu ka'an shenolad. Amnam Yisrael, hu lahefich, de be'emes Heim nisya adu meirosh takabalas haTorah. Already Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe. Raksha Yitzrichim, let's say, Sderach Korah Barzel, b'Mitzrayim. We had to go through Mitzrayim in order to purify ourselves. V'yalmanaz ken yatzu b'Mitzrayim. L'kabalat was Torah Kadosha. This was our destiny. This wasn't breaking our past. This was fulfilling our past. You don't say Gershon is Geyer, because then you're just built, you're building on it. That is the Klechemda, his Pshat of the Maharal. It's going in the opposite direction. The Pachad Yitzchak Rav Hutner in Shvuas, Maimer Chaf has a different shot. Different idea. Dehine, dechom makom, debinan rutzon, ein kfiya mo'ila. Usually, if you need rutzon in halacha, you can't be forced. Somebody forces me to sell something. So, if I don't say yes, and he just grabs it, the kinyan doesn't work. Elamitoch mashanu omrim shakfiya holides giluyal shal rutzon apnimi. But once in a while, a kfiya can just be megale, the inner rutzon. It's just that outside it doesn't look like it, right? The famous, he doesn't quote it, but the famous Rambam. The famous Rambam in Beis Chaf in Hilchos Gerushin, where the Rambam talks about somebody who has a chiv to give a get, al pi halacha, and he doesn't want to give a get. Bezdin is allowed to beat him up. I'm not saying this l'maisa b'zman hazeh today, but Bezdin theoretically is allowed to beat him up in order to give the get that he has to give. There's a concept of a get ma'usa. You can't give a forced get. So why would that work? Says the Rambam, because if somebody has to give a get halachically, that's what he wants to do deep down. And the amazing thing is that the Rambam says this. Misha takfa yitzer hara, levatel mitzvah. If somebody's yitzer hara is so overpowering him to be mevatel mitzvah, ola asos aveira, vihuka ad sha'asa davar, shachayev lasoso, o achin israchik, midavar sha'asa lasoso, until he finally does or doesn't do it, ein ze onus mimenu, Elahu anas atzmo b'daito hara. He was being ma'anis himself. We uncovered his real ratzon. Lefichav zesh in rotzel lagarish me'achar shu rotzel lios mi'ral. He wants to be a Jew. V'rotzel hulasos kol ha'mitzvos ulisrachik min averos v'yitzra hu shetakfo v'kivat shehuka at shetoshash yitzra v'yama rotzel ani kfar girish lertzono. That is the famous Rambam of Makanoso at sheyoma rotzel ani. So says the Pachad Yitzchak as well here. The kfiya, usually you need ratzon. And therefore, he says, when a non-Jew usually comes and wants to become Jewish, it's the end of a process. It's continuing a long process that has, and this is culminating. But here, the focus is not like that. V'hu adin v'hu amid d'gam b'kfiyas har Sinai, says Rav Hutner. D'mitzad ha'yosam shel shishim ribo mibnei Avraham Yisrael v'Yaakov, amrinam bazu d'akfiyah lo'haysa l'gili ratzon p'nimui. This kfiyah, I think I just said the opposite of what I wanted to say. The kfiyah by har Sinai is just a revelation of what really has been there the whole time. V'gilui zeh sha'amad l'am l'kabal ha'atzmon kol barshas ha'geiris. V'daito shalamal aralhu. Maral, when do you say Gershon's got a kunch and ola dummy? If it's a momentary focus on this moment, not Jewish, Jewish. Lo nomar ela ba'ofan, she'en kabbalas ha'geiris misparneses me'eza ma'ora she'ira ba'avar. It's right now. But here, this geiris is building on the inner rut zone. that's been there for generations. The etzem achalos shel ageiros ba hi betokef harega shebo uchala. Normally, but zeh shapir amina the chidusha hu kaleida. Avol begeiros hasmucha al shulchan haavar. But geiros that is really connecting to the past harismicha zu mafkiyasa midei chidush leida. This is not called born. If you're focusing on the one moment right now, that's called born. Gershon is gaya kachon shenola adam. He could be a leida if it's right now. But this, the fact that there was kfiya, as our daf is talking about, the fact that there was kfiya shows. What do you mean? You can't be kofas somebody. It must be there's an inner ratzon from beforehand. There's an inner ratzon from beforehand, so that's very different. Like the Rambam's kofan hashoresh yom rotsani, and that's why you don't say gershon as gayer. So we have a mesha chachma versus a maharal, and then two pshatim of the maharal. Maybe a couple of other points related to the kfiya. Rav Asher Weiss, in a few of his ma'amarim, I'll read it to you from the Sichos on Shvuas, has another idea about kafalim harkagigas. You know, what exactly was the Kodesh Baruch Hu trying to do? Fascinating. He quotes from a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Memvav. The Gemara there says that at the time that an Eved Kanani is being in a nitval, he's going into a mikvah to become a Jew, to become nitval l'shem Eved Kanani, not full. When Eved Kanani is a machlokas, Rishonim, Rambam, Nebuki Yosef, whether the second tefillah is Darais or Darabanan. But the first tefillah, to go from Goy to Eved Kanani, is chayev in partial mitzvos, so that tefillah, the Gemara says there's an unusual action that takes place. Bahadi Dadali Resha Mimaya, while he's in the water, Anhule Zulta Datina Aresha. The master puts a kli on top of the head. Not to hold him into the water. Chas v'shalom, he can't breathe. When he's in the water, even when he pits his head up, the master puts a kli on top of his head. Why? That's a simen of avdus. The simen of avdus. Ubanachas kli ze nasis tfilasu tfilas avdus. De maise ze mitzayen u misamel as mahura avdus. Ulo v'avdus ha-shalev mikan ve'elach. Right now, you are carrying the oul of the master. Suggests Rav Asher Weiss, unbelievable. Kaf aleim har kigigas. Hashem put the mountain over our heads. He doesn't ask this question, but I'll ask the question because his answer beautifully answers it. The Ben Yoyah, the other asks, why doesn't it say he held the mountain over their heads like a mountain? Why does he have to say like a gigas, like a barrel? Why dafka like a kli? Because this is the simen. It's like a kli that's used, a tefillah l'shem avdus. B'shar shekibli Yisrael atzat Torah, kafalim har kigigas al rosham, l'lamedcha, to lo sarar hiya l'avdus. This isn't just privileges. This is obligations and responsibilities. V'yafal pikein, hikdimu Yisrael nasa l'nishma, b'simcho v'tov leva, v'imchef sonel ba'avdus, and they still said nasa v'nishma, because they still wanted it. Even though it was going to be a lot of responsibilities. So again, maybe that's what also the Umos HaOlam, right? The Sifri in the beginning of Zos HaBracha, a little bit of Avodah Zarah Dabez, when Hashem wanted to give the Torah to all the other nations. They didn't want it. Why? Because it's not just responsibility. It's not just privileges. It's responsibilities. It's commitment. And they didn't want this Ol. Ol mitzvos is called. Ol Malchus Shamayim. And maybe that's what's symbolized by the Kli and the mountain over their heads. So maybe we'll spend a few minutes at the end, not all the approaches, but the ideas of Tosfos is Kasha, right here on the daf. Tosfos asks the Kasha of Kafal Amar Kegigas, but later on in the daf, it talks about Nasa V'Nishma. B'shar Shikdim V'Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma, Bo'oshishim Ribo Shemalach Ha'ashari, Sokol Echad Echad Yisrael, 60,000. 600,000. Six shishim ribo came and tied crowns on each Jew. And when we sinned, they would take it off by 1.2 million. Right? You needed a different one to take it off. And then we're going to get it back. Rish Lakish says, in the future, based on the Pasuk in Yishayo, Uftuye Hashem Yeshuvun Uvo Tzion Barina V'simchas Olam Al Rosham. The Simcha Shemei Olam Al Rosham. So Kafal Amarki Gigas Nasav Nishma. So which one is it? Is it Kafa, is it Nasav Nishma? So Tosfos asks, V'yavu Bishak Markdim or Nasav Nishma, Shema Yu Chozrim Kishayiru Ha'esha Gedola. Maybe, yes, they accepted it willingly, but maybe they would retract and they would be in fear when they see the fire. Sheyasa Nishmasan, as we know, right? Their soul left. Shem Detchias HaMesim twice. So maybe they would have been scared. So that's Tosfos. Many questions on Tosfos. What does that mean? They would have been scared? So then, first of all, just wait to see if they're going to retract and then force them. And then what kind of Kabbalah is it? You would force them anyway because maybe they would retract, so that's not a Kabbalah. So the Maharal elsewhere in the Teretz Yisrael suggests that no, maybe it's a different idea. Maybe Tosfos is saying that the Kabbalah of Am Yisrael, they accepted it. But Hashem didn't want to go through history that the whole world would be based on a dependent existence. Like the Gemara says later on in the Daf, that Yom HaShishi, the whole world was totally on Maisa Bereishis, the Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah. So to have the world dependent, a relative existence, they accepted the Torah, therefore it exists. But if they wouldn't accept the Torah, then it wouldn't exist. Once they accepted, Hashem wanted to make it an absolute existence. Wanted to make it solid, not dependent on anything. And that's why even the Medrash compares it to a man who was ma'anis and isha, lo yuchal l'shachal kol yomav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, was ma'anis us. He forced the relationship, and therefore, that's the kfiya, even though nasev edishma. There are many other approaches to this, the Medrash, Torah Shebachzav, Torah Shebal Peh, but the popular one that many Mefarshim say, the Meshech Chachma, and other Achronim, and that is, maybe it was really willing, but it was ki'ilu, it was forced. Because there was such clarity of vision at Maimon Har Sinai that we realized that this is what we have to do. Right, and like the mashal is given, I think Rav Bunim gives the mashal. Like, how do we say Nasev and Ishma? Why Esev Eshma? It should be singular. What's Nasev, the plural? He gives the mashal of a bunch of people in jail, and they don't get served water for a couple of days, and finally the warden comes in and says, who wants water? So they all say, we do, we do. What do you mean? They don't just say, I do, I don't know what the other guy wants. No, they know, it's obvious that they all want it. So we do. So that's Nasev and Ishma. It was so clear. So really it was accept this willingly. Kavala Markagigas was ki'ilu, was forced. If that's true, so then you have to figure out, like, why was there Modal Rabbala Raisa? What was the excuse we had if it wasn't really forced? Okay, but that's a topic of a larger shir. Maybe one time we'll have a separate shir on Nasev and Ishma versus Kavala Markagigas. Okay, we will stop here in the second day that we're speaking about issues related to Maimon Har Sinai. That's from tomorrow's daf. We'll talk about issues of Tefillah.